Tonight's County Conversations features our monthly check-in with Humboldt County's 3rd District Supervisor, Mike Wilson, who represents the cities and unincorporated areas of Arcata, Blue Lake, Freshwater, Neyland, and Manila. Thank you, Supervisor Wilson, for joining us on this third Wednesday of the month. Tonight is our inaugural check-in with the 3rd District, so I was hoping you could share a general overview and update on all of the things you've been focused on.
As I think I've mentioned before, you know, the job itself, when you mentioned about tracking all the things, is kind of in three major components, which is sort of working at the state level, I guess, because, you know, the county in essence is an arm of the state. So it's like tracking legislation that's occurring, advocating for funding sources, all of those kinds of things. So sort of, you know, advocating outside, and this is in no particular order, you know, and then another part of the job is advocating for my constituency within the county and sort of advocating, you know, to operate and fund the county as an institution and a governance structure, as well as hoping and helping to keep civil society together and all the functions that it has institutionally and infrastructurally. And then there's just the customer service end of the job. So that's, you know, talking to the constituents directly about their issues, whatever they may be, helping them navigate our system of our internal bureaucracies, and also, you know, making sure and even external to help move things along. So within that, so many things are of issue these days. Our infrastructure issues are things where I'm really working on. Certainly, we can talk about for a minute, our mental health infrastructure is in great need of upgrades, and we're trying to work on that, as well as just future planning elements in terms of, you know, what's coming down the pike in terms of our long-term and our long-range planning efforts at the county to implement the general plan. And then there's, you know, the broader and bigger projects. Certainly wind energy is one of those. How we're dealing with fire and the landscapes around that, amongst many other things. So that's kind of a broad brush.
During the last election cycle, you won another term in office. So I'm hoping you can share what the next 4 years will look like for the 3rd District.
Well, for the 3rd District specifically, I mean, it's where it is in nexus with the rest of the county and the state. So one of the bigger projects that we're looking at to serve the county that would be in the 3rd District would be a triage center for a mental health triage center. I mean, one of the issues we're having at the county and in our local hospitals is a lot of folks who are having a crisis, a mental health crisis, like the first place that they can really get to is our emergency rooms in our local hospitals. That has really caused some functional issues in those institutions, in those spaces, and specifically, you know, providing those services. And it was especially acute under COVID, when folks were unable to be released when they got there and those sorts of things. And so it really brought to bear that we need a facility where people can triage or we can, you know, have people have good service, not in our emergency rooms particularly, but in a place where, you know, maybe they don't necessarily go to Semper Virens, our sort of longer term a mental health facility, but really just need that. And so I think that that's pretty important. But, you know, to tee off of that, external to the 3rd District, but really important to the entire county, is we are also seeking funds to rebuild the Semper Virens Center that we have, our mental health facility in Humboldt County, which we are extremely lucky to have. It's a 16-bed facility, and I guess it's not actually by luck. It's by work of people who many decades ago, you know, saw that there was a need for this and put that facility together. We don't really, in California, it's actually very rare. We're probably, I think, one of their most remote service providers in that space. It's actually pretty rare to have a rural facility have this type of service. But the building itself is at the end or probably on the end of its functional life. It's to a place where we really can't sustain it much longer. And so we're really in need of seeking those funds. But a new facility is probably around $45 million. There's no way we could do that with our own funds. And so we have to seek external funding to look at to try and do that. And we're making those requests as we speak. We just approved a funding application request process for that. And we would probably have to fund 10% of that, which would be about $4.5 million. That will be difficult for us to do, but it's really, really a necessary and vital facility. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do that.
We will definitely continue to update on that as our county conversations continue. I want to switch gears because I thought it was interesting that you attempted to change a vote to dissenting about 2 months or so ago in regards to On Patrol Live, the new reality television show featuring the sheriff's office. You expressed that you didn't have a lot of confidence in this project. So I'm wondering what your specific concerns are about the show and if supervisors will have any control if things go sour.
Right. Well, I'll give you the technical reason why I kind of at the last minute didn't want to vote for that. Is basically it was on consent, and there's a whole bunch of other things that were on consent. And so I thought there was a vote to dissent on that already. And so I wasn't gonna we need a four-fifths vote in order to move the consent forward. But I didn't read the room well. Had I done that, I would have voted no on that forfeit, and it would still would have passed with the four-fifths. That being said, my concern with that really had to do with I've never find that those shows really, that kind of media really projects the community from which they emanate in a good light. I hope that this one is different, I guess, but that's where my confidence really is very low, is I just never view those as having a positive benefit on the communities in which they exist. And so that was why I didn't think it was the value that was being projected.
And just clarifying, understanding that the sheriff's office is its own independent elected position, yet this show still needed board approval. So is there any control moving forward once the show is being produced? If the community is having horrible experiences, will the supervisors have a say whether it continues?
Don't have an answer for you. I think that would be a question for the sheriff.
And with just about under a minute left on the clock, is there anything else you would like to leave your listeners and your constituents with?
Yeah, there are a few things coming up that I think will be important to people in the near future. The coming through our planning department will be commercial and residential zoning updates. We're really looking to, and there's been direction from the board, both through the general plan, but even just more recently, to expand and diversify mixed use in our commercial zones. And so really allowing for more residential opportunities so that we can expand residential uses in our commercial zones. We'll see that coming soon. I think there's, applications for that, as you may imagine, even in our small towns, in Southern Humboldt and Eastern Humboldt, as well as in other places. And so I'm hoping we'll be seeing that probably at the beginning of this next month. And then after that, we'll be looking at some lighting and noise ordinances that should be coming through. But the main effort at that level is our Climate Action Plan Environmental Impact Report. And I'm hoping that people weigh in on that as well.
That concludes today's check-in. Thank you so much, Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you for allowing me this time on KMUD. Always appreciative of KMUD and everything that it does and all its value in the community.
Our next county conversation will feature Supervisor Arroyo on the fourth Monday of the month. If you have questions you would like asked, you can submit them to news@kmud.org.